Welcome to Poetically Yours. I'm Yvonne Booz. Poetically Yours showcases poems by Northern Illinois poets, but this week's poet is from Ohio. Her name is Blanche Cabangeli. Her poem is called A Boy, A Car, A Pink and White Gingham Dress.
Making friends, sticking close to clothes and skin, it was a sweat welcoming kind of day. Damn, seemed for the fun of it, the temperature rose to a ridiculous height. Testing the fate of renters owning only one air conditioner. When a girl, a teenage girl, walking across the last stand of Central Street's storefront bars, down what space I-75 left Cutter to retain being called a street, onto Clark, then Ezra Charles, and home resolved better save the bus fare, wore a pink and white gingham dress, pretty in its pinkness, its whiteness, its gingham highness, with a belt encircling the equator of a teenager's waist, saw a car, wasn't sure if it was a Chevrolet, Ford, or Chrysler, or its color, came so fast round a corner, colliding in the same space and time with a boy, putting an unfortunate beginning to an unfortunate ending. Perhaps car and boy both believed they would never even touch. No chance for impolite conversation. Crash. This boy, age as was his name unknown, two fingers of the left hand splayed, crushed onion paper thin, leaked blood as red as fast cars have an aptitude toward being red, leapt like popcorn popping, like lips puckering up and out of the next hot relationship, landed in the arms of a girl in as much shock as he was, held him to keep him safe as he fought to escape her pinkish embrace. Now, car gone, boy gone, girl all alone, passing cars and other walkers walking, reflected on their innocence of the boy and a car, as she was as well unaware why everyone now stared at the back of her pink and white gingham dress.
To hear that in its entirety, or to learn more about Blanche Cabangeli, go to WNIJ.org. For Poetically Yours, I'm Yvonne Booz.